Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf kufalf, Pesachim 101, and the Gemara is now discussing a dispute between Rav and Shmuel, which we had started with on the bottom of Kufa Mabez, that the people make a kiddush in the synagogue. Rav says they have not fulfilled their obligation on wine. They need to make another blessing on wine if they drink more wine in a different place, but they have fulfilled their obligation of kiddush. And Shmuel says they have not even fulfilled their obligation of reciting the kiddush which they're obligated to do on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Vazda Shmuel Atameh, on our daf on 101a, the Gemara says Shmuel, who says they haven't even fulfilled their obligation of Kiddush, follows his own opinion. And what does Shmuel say? Why have they not filled their obligation of Kiddush with the Kiddush that they recite in the synagogue? Because the Amar Shmuel, in Kiddush al b'makom suda. Shmuel says you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush unless you do it in the place where you're eating your meal. And if you make the Kiddush and you don't do it in the place where you're eating, you have not fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush. What's the reason? The reason is because it says the Karaso Shabbos Onik. It says in Isaiah 58:13, you shall call for the Shabbos of delight. And our sages say in the place that you call the Shabbos, that's where you're supposed to make the Kiddush. That's where you need to be your delight and your meal. And so therefore, in the place where you make your Kiddush, that's where you need to be a meal. An additional explanation that's recorded by the Rashbam is that because since Kiddush was established on wine, as we're going to establish in the Brice on 105a from the Pasuk of Zachar Siyom Shalkacha, which means remembered on wine, so therefore most likely the wine comes, generally speaking, in the meal because that's where it is distinguished. And the Taz gives a different explanation that the reason is because of refuah, that it's a healing process, and so therefore you need to eat something immediately after you make the Kiddush. So Shmuel says that the reason why you have not fulfilled your obligation is that Kiddush needs to be in the place of the meal. So the Gemara now analyzes Shmuel's position. Savar Munei, from the fact that Shmuel says that those who make the Kiddush in the synagogue have not fulfilled their obligation of Kiddush because not in the place of the meal. So the people, the Chacham of the Gemara thought that what does this mean? Hani Mili, when do we say they have not fulfilled their obligation? You need to make another blessing on the Kiddush, only mi bias la bias. That if you go from one bias to another bias, meaning to say that that's only the case where you go from one house to another house. Aval mi malkom la malkom b'chad beisa. But if you go from one place to another place within your house, meaning to say, let's say you go up from the main floor to the attic or something like that, then you don't need to recite another blessing because then under those circumstances, it's like Kiddush in the place of the Suda. That's what the Gemara's assumption is. So Amalu Ravanan bar Tachlifas, Ravanan said to his students, no, Zimnin Sagin Havika Amina Kamei B'Shmuel. There were many times where I was... several times I was in front of Shmuel, and when it came time for the meal, Nachas Meigro Ara, we went down from the roof of the house to the ground floor, to the place where we eat, Mahadir Mekadesh, and he made another blessing on the Kiddush. And we see from here that the position must be because even within one house, it's considered like you need to make another blessing on the Kiddush. And so therefore, he didn't make the Kiddush, and he had to make another Kiddush, and the Kiddush he made on the roof of his house was not considered to be sufficient. V'af Rav Huna Savar, Shein Kiddush al b'makom suda. And even Rav Huna, Gemara says, also is of the position that the Kiddush needs to be in the place of the meal. Why? Rav Huna, I don't know that this is his position. One time he made a Kiddush, V'is'akro e'shraga, and after he made a Kiddush, his light fell out and became extinguished. And so therefore, before he sat down to the light fell out before he sat down to eat in the place of the Kiddush, and he couldn't eat there in the dark. So what did he do? And he brought up his utensils to the house of Rabbah his son, to have a shrug up, because there was light. And he needed to eat the meal in a place where there was light. And what did he do? The Kaddish Utam Midi. He made another Kiddush, and he tasted something. Alma Kasavar and Kiddush Alma Malkam Suda. So we see that Rav Huna himself agrees with Shmuel, and says that Kiddush has to be in the place of the meal. The Af Rabbah Savar. In Kiddush al b'makom suda, and also Rabba is of this position that the Kiddush needs to be in the place of the meal. Amar Abaye ki avina beimar. Abaye says, when I was in the house of Rabba, ki avim mekadesh, when we were making the Kiddush on Shabbos, and we wanted to go to our house, what did What did Rabba say to us? Amar wan ti'imu midi. He said, go and taste something so that you should go and you fulfill your obligation with the kiddush that I'm making. He wanted them to fulfill their obligation. And he said, go and taste something. Meaning to say, after the kiddush, Rabba said this, so that it'll be like kiddush in the place of a meal. And so therefore they'll fulfill their obligation, even though at the beginning they had in mind to go and have the kiddush in the place of their hosts. But Rabba said, eat something here, we're in the place where I make the kiddush. Why? Dilma the as Lisa Ushpiza, Misakro Hushraga, because maybe that when you're gonna go to your home, to the place of your host, the light's gonna be extinguished. And they're not gonna be able to make a kiddush for you, but in the place where they're eating, because you can't eat without a candle. And even if you're not concerned about that and you're gonna go to sleep without eating, and you'll think that you fulfill your obligation in the kiddush that you hear it here, but kiddusha dahacha unafkisu, then kiddush al-makom suda. You won't have fulfilled your obligation with the kiddush unless you tasted something. Unless you'll taste it something, because the kiddush needs to be in the place of the meal. And so we see Rabba was concerned that his students would not fulfill their obligation on the kiddush because they didn't eat in the place of the kiddush. And so therefore, Rabba wasn't as concerned that they wouldn't fulfill the obligation to eat the meal on Shabbos because they could always eat on the day of Shabbos three meals. We see from here that Tosfos of the position that you could eat the three meals on Shabbos if you didn't eat one meal the night before. We also see from here that Rabba was worried about his Talmidim and he was worried that they weren't going to have Kiddush if they didn't eat from his Kiddush. So he says to his students, Te'imu Midi, taste something from the food I'm giving you.